I was interested in what happens when this mirror is slightly, if this is a perfect mirror, all the light comes to a single point, amazingly called the focus. Yeah, I'm an optimist. And the distance from the mirror to the focus called the focal length. I was interested in what happens when this mirror is slightly different. I was interested in what happens if you make a mirror that's a little bit too thin near the edges, just a little bit. In that case, you get an interesting effect where the outer beams out around here come to a focus out here. And the ones in the middle come to a focus over here, and the ones at the very center come to a focus over here. This is a curious problem called spherical aberration. And I was interested in modeling this, and in this case, there really is no good well-defined focus between, because marginal rays come to focus there and paraxial rays come to focus there. It's cool stuff like that. And I'm working on this kind of stuff and doing numerical models inside the SOLVEX, and my boss at the Keck Observatory says, "Hey, look, Cliff, stop working on this. Nobody would ever build a telescope with spherical aberration in it." This happens to be a true story, but it doesn't diminish its coolness.